This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here as we continue and launch into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Mark, we continue with your calls and thoughts. Coming up, we got to talk about some court-related stuff, especially some really interesting decisions that have come out recently. One about your right to secretly record government officials, and the other one was, recently about your phone and fingerprints and forcing people to use biometric data to open their phones under the threat of police. We'll tell you more about that coming up here, but let's go to the phones first and to the phone. We got John calling us from Michigan. John, you're on the line. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was just wondering what your opinions are on third-wave feminism.
What is third-wave feminism, John?
It's like the newest form of feminism where it's like feminism you see in today's media.
So, all right. I don't know what that was, but it sounded like music. And this is a talk show, so we're not here to listen to music. Thank you for the call tonight. But are you guys familiar with these different waves of feminism?
I'm familiar with misogynists generally using it as a pejorative against feminists. I'm not familiar with anyone actually sitting down to identify what they consider to be third-wave feminism.
Well, I'll go ahead and take a shot at it. Pretty much anything that comes after equality under the law. You know, like...
That was the first wave feminism,
no,
right?
First wave feminism is temperance and voting.
Okay.
Second wave feminism, I would say, is basically the culmination of all that and the equality under the law, that kind of thing. Maybe some level of equal pay, talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, what in many cases we've seen over time is that the equal pay is, it's equal when you start looking at the hours and the jobs worked, but not necessarily, man, male to female. And
sure.
Well,
I mean, historically, men work more hours than females, and that's still true to this day.
Yep. And they, you know, so therefore they should make more if they're working more hours, right?
Absolutely.
Makes sense. So third wave feminism, I don't know. I think that feminism as a belief system is so scattered and fractured that it doesn't even mean anything anymore. Like, feminists disagree with feminists about all kinds of things.
Sure.
To the point that there's not even really one idea that's even central anymore. They'll tell you, what's the Mott and Bailey fallacy that they tell you, is that feminism is about equality. Right.
Well, and it certainly used to be.
It's a terrible name.
LGBT rights used to be about equality, too. And neither one of those things are about equality any longer. It's about making sure women are the ones in power. It's sexism in the opposite direction now.
Right.
Just like the LGBT movement is orientationism in the opposite direction.
But that's really the problem with feminism, is that it was necessarily going to be sexism in the opposite direction. Because what you said was, okay, and it was true. Right, there's no doubt about it. Women were treated different under the law at the time.
Sure.
Is that we need to, in order to create equality in the sexes, we need to take this ball and we need to run it to the, we need to run it up the field until we get to equality. Right.
Well, or we could embrace individualism.
There's people that call themselves individualist feminists, though.
That's a contradiction in terms.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
But to me, so if you're a feminist,
individualist collectivist.
If you're running the ball up the field as a feminist, at some point or another, you get past the 50-yard line, and now you're taking your belief system past equality into, you know, something else. And obviously, the sexes are never going to be equal. The genders or whatever we're calling them. I'm not even entirely sure.
Well, they can be equal, but they don't have to be homogenous.
they're not going to be the same.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 2 plus 2 is 4 and 3 plus 1 is 4.
Right.
Those are equal, not the same. But I mean, you know, do I, as a man, so I've got the stronger shoulder girdle, and there's not many women that are ever going to have the shoulder girdle that I've got, right? That doesn't mean that they get something that's better. You know, from a physical standpoint, they get to have children, and I can't, but, you know, that's all they get. They don't get to say, well, you know, I get this thing more or that thing more into the law. It should just be the law recognizes people as people, and then after that, y'all can figure it out from there. If employers somehow have managed to figure it out that they get, you know, the incredible productivity of the feminine half of the species at a 70% discount. I don't believe this for a second, but if they've worked that out, then by God, they worked it out. Then it's okay. Because I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I'm going to tell this person, and this person how they got to pay. Because I don't know anything about their businesses.
Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
I know on Free Talk Live, we look for female co-hosts. Because
they're hard to find, though.
Yeah, they are hard to find.
Especially in the libertarian movement.
Right. You know, the voice is different, right? Aria,
yeah.
Your voice is different than mine.
It's true.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Tom is in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
By the way, another part of the feminist movement, believe it or not, had the sexist math book. You wonder, how can a math book be sexist? When, you know, the math problems, well, there were word problems like, you know, John makes $40 a week and Mary makes $20 a month. How much do they make in a total of a year? And you're supposed to add it all up, but it subconsciously conditions girls to expect that they should make less than their boys. But what I'm calling about today is about the government shutdown. Remind people, you know.
Yeah, it's continuing. It's a world record, or at least U.S. record. I don't know if it's a world record, but it's a record for the United States.
Somalia, world leader.
What they got to do? Well, if people got nothing to do tomorrow, you can call up congressional offices and tell them, first of all, the strategy is going to have to be to override the president's veto. And if the Senate won't take up the bill because Mitch McConnell won't consider bills from the House that the president is going to veto, then it's his fault, too. But be sure that you pass a budget that doesn't have any money for the Department of Education and no money for
federal highway. Is Department of Education on the current list of those that are shut down?
I don't know, but the Department of Education, remember, it has like no place in the Constitution. Also, no federal highway.
I mean, the whole government basically has no place in the Constitution. I mean, there's very, very little that the federal government does that is constitutional these days.
Now, no money for the border wall and no money for the border patrol.
Well, the good news is the border patrol is actually cut off. I've got a story about that here from over the weekend. That it's particularly ironic that Trump is demanding money for a border wall while at the same time the Border Patrol is working without pay.
And the other part about it is no money to bribe the states to commit a hate crime against people under 21. No money for the DEA, because if you want to get stoned, that's your business.
It's true. The Department of Justice is, as far as the government shutdown, it is being affected by it. So the DEA, if they're working, they're working without pay right now.
Department of Education remains open during shutdown.
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. Yes, but are they one of the bureaucracies that is included in the list of those who are not getting paid?
I thought they all were.
No. They all? What do you mean, they all?
All? I thought everybody working for the government right now wasn't getting paid.
Just non-essential employees.
No. Okay, no. So no. There's a list. If you go and you pull it up, there's a list of specific bureaucracies. The Department of Justice is one of them. So DHS and Border Patrol and FBI and, you know, all these Bureau of Prisons, they're not getting a paycheck. They missed their first paycheck on Friday. About 400,000 government employees, federal government employees, are being told, you got to come to work if you want to keep your job, and you're not getting a paycheck, until the government restarts, in which case then you'll get back pay. The other 400,000, of which the 800,000 total is still only a fraction of the full federal government, so the other 400,000 are being told, you're not essential, you can just stay home, and then you'll get paid after the government comes back for not working at all, in that particular case. So those are the two categories, but the 800,000 total is still only, I've heard estimates of 10 to 25%, depending on how you...
So nobody except for Congress is getting paid, basically?
No, no. The majority of the federal government is there working and getting paid.
Okay.
It's just this, some of these bureaucracies, if you look it up...
Are not
if you
getting
look
paid.
It up, yeah.
Some of them have to work and some of them don't.
Correct. That's correct. Or they can quit their jobs if they don't want to, you know, go to work. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. So the Border Patrol is in that category of people who are working but not getting paid. TSA as well. Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on! It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's the Discord on-air call and line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Smart Cash. Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency. It's fast, secure, and it's easy to use. That's true of pretty much most of them. But what Smart Cash, I think, is doing that makes them special, besides the fact that there seems like a lot of libertarians involved with it, because they're sponsoring like just about every libertarian show out there. But they've got some cool stuff they're doing that's different, like the smart voting that they do, where you can vote with Smart Cash in their proposals, because people can make a proposal of, I want to do this with Smart Cash. You know, in this case, we made a proposal to have them advertise on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
And the smart people voted for it overwhelmingly. Thank you to everybody who did that, by the way. It was like 87, 88, 89%.
Yeah, it's really nice to see everybody on board with the idea.
Yeah, it's nice, especially after we just failed miserably at a couple of other different cryptos.
Well, we failed less miserably than everybody else who was putting in a proposal.
That's true. But SmartCast seems to have a good vision. They care about liberty, and they've got this voting system that allows everybody to participate. So there are other cryptocurrencies where you have to hold a lot of the crypto in order to be able to participate in the voting system. Here, if you've got one smart, you've got a vote. If you've got more than one smart, you've got more than one vote. And getting more than one smart isn't hard to do, considering they cost less than 2 cents a piece right now. In fact, it would actually be hard to just buy one smart. So go ahead and learn a little bit more about Smart Cash. They've got a great-looking website. It's easy to navigate over at smartcash.cc. And they've also got Smart Rewards, which is another unique program where they're encouraging holding of smart by, if you have 1,000 smart, at least 1,000 smart, in one address, and you hold the keys to that address, your wallet address. If you hold the keys, you can't use somebody else's, you know, like you can't have somebody else holding your keys for you.
Especially like an exchange.
Yeah, exactly. So if you hold the keys and there's at least 1,000 smart and it's there for at least a month and there's no outgoing transactions from that wallet, you'll receive smart rewards. It's a very cool process. Go to smartcash.cc. That's smartcash.cc to learn more about Smart Cash. As we continue here, we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Tony. He's in Jackson, Michigan. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that I hope the government stays shut down. I hope we have a whole group of young people that suddenly realize that the government's not doing anything for them. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it could stay down. It could stay until at least another 2 years, but we'll probably get somebody to acquiesce at some point.
Yeah, somebody's going to break.
Well, right now, I think the general perception among young people is that it's an enormous inconvenience and that it's very, very bad. I think that it will have to go on for years.
How are they being inconvenienced?
Well, they can't go to the national parks and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you guys report on Call to Freedom today that libertarians were threatened that they couldn't pick up litter at a couple of national parks?
Well, they weren't threatened. They were just told to leave.
Well, that's a threat, because you stick around, what happens?
They can call the Working for Free FBI, I suppose.
I doubt the FBI is going to investigate an incident of an unauthorized park cleanup, but the park rangers probably have guns and handcuffs. And if they order you to leave a place and
they sure are scary,
then that's generally considered criminal trespass at that point. So that would be a criminal misdemeanor, likely arrest in that case. Although, I haven't seen the video. Did you watch it? Was there video? Did you watch any of it? I don't know if there's video of this, but if a park ranger is saying you're not welcome, well, I would have some questions.
Yes, you would.
In that particular
case. He's right, Arya. He would have some questions.
They should have. And, you know, again, I don't know if they had these questions or they had any questions or recorded video, but they should have. That way we could, you know, you could say, well, are you ordering me to leave or are you just asking me to leave? Because if you're just ordering or you're just asking, then I'll just keep staying here and picking up litter if that's all right. But if they're ordering you, then it's criminal trespass if you don't leave. Anyway, Tony, I agree with you. I think the government should stay shut down. But as time goes on, that's going to result in some very interesting consequences that some people are going to see as quite negative. For instance, how long will the prison guards continue to work without getting paid?
Sure. They could come up and fund some individual stuff. I don't know, but
can they?
You know,
can they do it one at a time?
Can they can do anything they want to do.
Yeah.
They're just unlikely to do it. Somebody's
going
to break, though.
One of my favorite videos is from the last shutdown, watching the World War II veterans scale the barricades in front of their memorial when the park was closed able to get to the World War II memorial.
Really? You think about a bunch of old guys scaled a fence?
It's a good thing. They
they weren't scaling, but I mean, they just pushed the barricade over and said, "We're going to our memorial," you know. But you know, like you know, these guys landed at Normandy, like a little park barricade to stop them. Yeah, well, you know, they had those flights, but where they get a whole bunch of guys together and they show up, and they showed up and the park was closed, so they went in anyway.
They don't want to tell these guys about the bonus war. World War One vets went to Washington D.C. to demand their benefits when the Great Depression, and it was like Patton and I can't remember which other ones.
They ordered them shot.
They rode through on cavalry.
Open fire.
They didn't kill a whole bunch, but I mean, things got set on fire. All kinds of
people did get shot and killed, though, did they?
I'll look at that for you. People died. Yeah. I don't know how many people were shot and killed.
Tony, good call,
all
man.
Right.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go and continue here. David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey. Yeah, I was talking to my two Jewish public defenders today. Looking at all the ways that the state of New Mexico has been screwing up.
What's the relevance of their religion?
It's inside from last night. Mark can tell you.
It may not be their religion. It could just be their
ethnicity.
Thank you. Yeah. So yeah. What's the relevance of bringing that up?
This DV thing is one of the areas. Remember we were talking about how they put this charge down as a domestic violence, a DV case number?
You're referring to, you got to remember, there's always new people listening, David. So you're referring to the recent arrest where you were arrested for calling a talk radio show on a public radio station operating out of a college that had asked you to not call back. You called back, and then you picked up a criminal charge. And you said that they charged it under a domestic violence court number, but it's not a domestic violence charge. It was just you're doing something that essentially, like, it's not a harassment charge, but it's related to that. It's basically phone harassment.
Yeah, and right, yeah. And the thanks for recapping that for me. You do it better than I do. The interesting thing, they put it down as a domestic violence charge when I have no relationship with the people that run the radio station.
Right.
And the theme here is the genius of our government. I get two different stories when I've been talking to the public defenders and to the court clerks themselves, the judge's assistants, put it that way, on this why this is put up as a DV. The first conversation I had with the public defenders was that actually there's three parts. The first time I asked about it, the public defender, the clerks there, the paralegal said it's the DV comes from how the officer, what statute the officer chooses to use, because sometimes there's more than one statute to cover the same offense. And so this officer happened to
hold that thought here. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. How is it a phone harassment charge involving strangers on the radio can be charged as a domestic violence charge? More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What a job. What a job, Dutch. Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs,
So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food, burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, All-America companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
And football and the relationships through football created this opportunity. And for that, I'm so thankful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have a Twitch channel. You can watch us there. In fact, Ari, you've got your own Twitch channel.
I do.
And a new blog.
Yes.
Can we promote your new blog?
Absolutely.
Can you tell me what the URL is?
Yeah, it's theanarchistshemale.com.
Which you used to have a shorter URL.
I used to have anarchistshemale.com.
But don't go there, because somebody else snatched it up.
They're trying to sell cards or something.
Yeah.
Cards?
Yeah.
So for a time, you had this old blog, and you've now relaunched it, basically. Does it have all the old back content on it?
It does.
Okay.
Going by 3 years of 400 or somewhere around there.
How many posts? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. So you actually wrote a really interesting piece over the weekend because you and I went to the Republican meeting. And, Mark, you suspiciously were absent from it, but Ari and I were there. And I got to say...
Thank you for your service.
I was... because, you know, I wrote an article, which you actually linked to, about the libertarians losing their ballot access and... Did a lot of the Free Staters have it right, the idea of why bother with the Libertarian Party? Why not infiltrate the two big parties? After all, that's what's so frustrating.
The most famous guy in Keene and a transsexual with bright red hair. You didn't infiltrate anything.
I didn't say we were infiltrating it, dude.
The word infiltrate was used.
You can't, right. We can't infiltrate anything in Keene, okay? What I was talking about is the rest of New Hampshire,
okay,
where they have infiltrated to some extent, right? You know, a lot of them have kept quiet about their true libertarian beliefs.
Uh-huh.
I don't agree with that particular approach. I think you shouldn't keep quiet about your beliefs if you believe in liberty, and you and I certainly aren't going to when talked to about that. We stayed seated during the Pledge of Allegiance, followed up by, as I think you described it, an actual hymn.
Yes, it was absolutely a hymn.
What was the hymn?
My country tis. This one guy
in the hymn book.
One guy started singing that in the whole room.
And I have it on record, but it was absolutely a hymn. And the reason I say that is because when it ended, you could hear just one woman say out loud, "Amen."
Amen.
It's like a 45-second long clip at the very beginning, and it's just...
So you did a great write-up of your experience at a Republican meeting for presumably the first time. I've never been to one of these things before.
I've never been to one.
So this was my second one. And I got to say, I was pleasantly surprised of the warm welcome that we received. I didn't know exactly what to expect. A lot of them obviously knew who I am, Mark, but a number of them didn't know who you were, even though you had actually already challenged their candidate for sheriff in the last election. In fact, the sheriff was sitting right behind you and I.
Was he?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to introduce you, but maybe
Eli Rivera?
No. He's a Democrat. This is the Republican
candidate.
The sheriff candidate. He did not win and has not won against Rivera.
I was curious about that, whether or not he was there.
Yep, he was there.
Interesting.
So, anyway, we're kind of just, trying things from a different approach here. The libertarians have lost their ballot access, and my thought is the Republicans are particularly weak in Keene.
They are.
In fact, in Cheshire County in general, but Keene specifically is a Democrat stronghold. They didn't even field more than one candidate for state rep.
They're basically a minor party. In Cheshire County.
The Libertarians had more candidates in Keene than the Republicans did in 2016.
Yeah.
So the thought was, these 2018. Guys... 2018, thank you. These guys need some... They need some candidates. And we looked at their... I looked at their code.
So I brought the most reviled man in Keene and a bright red-headed transsexual. Throw flowers at my feet, ladies and gentlemen.
The fact is... We are not too bad as far as, we kind of agree with them on a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fair amount of them who are self-described libertarians. The new vice chairman of the party that was just elected at this meeting is a self-described libertarian. He came up to me at a candidates event that they had in Walpole.
Did you scream at him? He's not a real libertarian?
No.
Okay.
What would the point of that be?
I don't know, but you do it on the air.
Real life isn't talk radio.
Okay.
Just so you know. But anyway, he came up and, it was after this candidates forum where multiple candidates had presented, and I'm, getting some snacks afterwards. It's kind of the part where people can talk to one another after the forum. He came up specifically to talk to me. He'd moved to New Hampshire from New Jersey and, self-described as a libertarian, but got involved in the Republicans. And there were at least a couple of folks or a few folks in that room that would probably, describe similarly. So I have to say I'm a little optimistic, for, this different strategy of getting involved in the other two parties. It's the thing that the libertarians hate is when the Republicans and Democrats infiltrate the Libertarian Party. But here we've got good enough numbers to where we can infiltrate their parties. And why shouldn't we? They've already built the infrastructure. Let's put it to use.
They're certainly keeping the libertarians out. So, you could either stay out and complain about being kept out, or you can get in. And
the
then,
fact is, people blindly vote their party. It's just, I wish, people would pay attention, but they don't. So they just blindly vote for whoever's got the Republican or Democrat. The ultimate, challenge is to have liberty-minded folks on both of the main political parties, meaning having elections where both the Republican and the Democrat are actual libertarians. It has happened once or twice so far, but it needs to happen, in a third of the elections or something like that.
Awesome.
So we need more people moving here. Go to move.shiresociety.com. You can learn about the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. We got a new guy that just showed up at Social Sundays last night. Just bought a house in the region, which is great. Free Talk Live, longtime listener of Free Talk Live, amplifier of the show.
Great.
Great guy. He came out last night, and there's another couple that's moving into Keene next week. So it's happening. We just need more people to move sooner. Let's go back to David. He is talking about his charge of a domestic violence-related charge for calling a talk show, and you were giving us the explanations you've been hearing as to why this was charged as a domestic violence. So go ahead.
Yeah, and this is just one small little segment in the overall case, and the theme here is to demonstrate the nonstop chain of errors that you're that your government makes every time you do the simplest of transactions with them. So I got two different explanations depending on whether I talk to the, you know, depending on who I'm talking to. And the first one was that the officer, when he writes it up, he has to pick a statute because sometimes there's more than one statute that covers the same offense. And so the first explanation was that the officer picked, went to the DV code and picked the telephone harassment from the DV code, and therefore it falls under DV. And then when I talked to the, and that may be true, but then when I talked to the public defender, the attorney himself, I found out some more things, and that's that there's actually a history here. The public defenders themselves once formally went to the judges of the Metropolitan Court in Albuquerque and confronted them on the fact that, why are you putting these charges under domestic violence when there's no incident of domestic violence that has occurred? And the judges come back with, one, we're not going to change it because if we put these cases that need to be on a court of record, because the Metropolitan Court handles traffic tickets, things that were the record is not actually engaged, you know, there's no record of the hearing, no recording, no transcription,
what?
That kind of thing.
Well, there's a courtroom with no record?
Yeah, you have what's called a courts of record and then courts that are not courts of record. And
stunning.
The lower level stuff, you know, pardon?
Stunning.
I've never heard of this before. Is this a New Mexico specific thing?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I think
hard to find stenographers?
Probably. Pardon?
Hard to find stenographers?
I think that this is, everywhere. Probably there may be venues, states where every court is a court of record. But
so what does
that
have to do with DV?
They want to make sure that it's written down and recorded.
In their record keeping system, if there is something that they want to be for sure indicated as that it needs to be a on the record proceeding, that if they use the DV classification, that will ensure that it gets recorded.
They'll get an actual court stenographer in there to do. I would be shocked to find out there's not an audio recording of every single court hearing that happens in New Mexico. Thank you for the call tonight, David. But then again, you know, the government has certainly been shocking in a lot of ways. But that would be a real surprise.
It's not that hard to find somebody to do transcripts from recording.
I thought all courts were on the record. Meaning recorded in some way. We're coming up.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you. If you dial in now, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, thank you to Purple Lotus, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier and one of the newer Free Talk Live amplifiers. We're getting down to the final few of the newest, because we've been going in order, right? Roughly. We've been going sort of from the oldest of the amplifiers, mm-hmm. that's where we started, and all the way down to the most newest one, so we're on the final few of the list of less than 200 amplifiers. So thank you to everybody who amps the show. You guys make, guys and gals, make a huge difference here to Free Talk Live, making it possible for us to do outreach to new radio stations. I was on the phone with a few of them today, and I did confirm the news about our new affiliate. I think I can make a mention of it here, but I'm not going to officially announce them until Saturday night. But we are now on in another top 10 market, Washington, D.C. We are on
Market 7
Saturday nights in the belly of the beast.
Now, it's not live.
1 hour will be during our live show. It will, not,
it will
be
not be
a
the live
hour.
Content.
Yeah, it'll be delayed by
so
two
you
hours.
Can imagine the 7 to 10 show is played from nine to one a.m. One,
and there's another hour from Friday.
And so the first hour will be heard while we're on the third hour.
Correct. So we may get some calls in that the third hour on Saturday night from Washington, D.C.
Confused,
maybe
and outraged
Trump himself will find Free Talk Live, because I've heard that he listens to the radio. I've heard he listens to talk radio. So it could happen.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, I'm for it.
And I thought it was great that on it wasn't my plan necessarily, but it just so happened that on Saturday night this weekend, the
if
first
he calls
night
in, I'm going to ask him for a pardon for Russ Ulbricht.
There you go. It's a great idea. The first night we were on the air in D.C., which was this past Saturday, of course we were talking about the government shutdown and trashing on the government. So it was a perfect first episode to be in the belly of the beast. Anyway, that's the Free Talk Live Amp program helped make this happen. And so please become a Free Talk Live amplifier like Purple Lotus. He or she, I'm not sure, is doing it for $5 a month.
None of your damn business.
$5 a month. amplifier. That's the silver level. You can do more if you want, but we really appreciate it, and you'll get a little bit, you know, some perks, some benefits. You can get the full list of what those are over at amp.freetalklive.com. We've also got...
One of the benefits is we don't ask you your pronouns.
You can sign up for, you can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin BTC. Once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones here, to the Discord, on air call-in lines over where Bad Slave is. Hello, Bad Slave. In New Hampshire.
Howdy.
Hey, you're on the air.
Are you getting an echo from me anymore?
No, it doesn't seem like it. No, it's there. It's kind of in the background. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I have a proposal, and that is that anybody who chooses not to vote actually legitimately and effectively removes consent.
Oh, that'd be great. Unfortunately, the government doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds awesome. But
we can pass that as legislation, can we not?
I guess you could try.
No, hold on. I know you can't. No, you can't. Because you're not going to vote. Okay?
No. That what you do is you set up the requirement for a quorum of 75 or 80%, you know, before you reach the circumstances of actually consenting.
But what I'm saying, Bad Slave, is that for those that choose not to vote for principled reasons are a loud bunch, and they will often make their point over and over again without actually driving it home, which I find fascinating. But I would ask, how do you possibly think that anybody's going to care about any legislation for people who choose not to vote? I'm for this and will immediately stop voting as soon as stopping voting withdraws consent. But
me too.
I'll tell you this.
Absolutely.
Slavery has existed for as long as the agrarian revolution has, and the masters didn't care whether you consented or not.
We could also go ahead and just put a checkbox in there that says, I do not consent, and then not vote anywhere else.
That'd be awesome.
You know, I've tried to tell judges that I don't consent, and I've tried to bring up the New Hampshire's
Article
10.
How many days in jail did you get for that?
I don't know if I got jail for that one.
Got 90 for...
I got three instances of contempt of court in one particular case.
I don't consent? By under what power do you tell me to sit down?
Yeah, one of them was because I didn't sit down fast enough. Another one was because I wouldn't answer the question of whether or not I could pay the fine that was being assessed against me. And I forget what the third one was for. Hey, thanks for the call, Bad Slave. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I am totally for this proposal of, you know, the option to opt out, but that's not how government works.
Yeah, they don't care. It says it in the Constitution that it's government is by the consent of the governed, although it does say that good government, at least in the New Hampshire Constitution, it says good government is by the consent of the governed. I'm paraphrasing.
Right, which means that they don't necessarily have to provide you with good government, right?
Yeah, they're not good. Right. They're evil.
It's just government.
And I've tried to tell them I don't consent. I've tried to bring up the New Hampshire Article 10, which is the article of the Bill of Rights here in the New Hampshire Constitution that enshrines your right to revolution. It's actually in there. It's a really great, nice. Well-written article. And, you're found guilty anyway. So it's like they don't care what it says. You'd have to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. And then, of course, they'd be like, well, it only applies if blah, 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 blah. And then they'd put all these provisions.
I'd be very curious as to what are the applications here. Exactly what does it mean?
Yeah. Hire an attorney.
How can I go, 10A here in New Hampshire and opt out of whatever it is that they're talking about?
A lot of people would like that question answered. But at least one good question was answered by a district Chief Judge Patty Saris in Massachusetts recently, the story from the Washington Times, where she ruled that Americans have a right to secretly record public officials, including police, when they're engaged in their government duties. The Massachusetts law that bans secret recordings, she said, violates the First Amendment when it comes to government employees rejecting the state's claims that officials need some space to be able to operate without having to worry about being monitored. She wrote, quote, this is, you laugh, but that's, and honestly, they're claims. You're in New Hampshire, too, because Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Illinois, I think, are the three of the worst states with these all parties must consent style so-called wiretapping laws. The judge wrote, quote, this is not to say that police and government officials have no privacy interests. However, the diminished privacy interests of government officials performing their duties in public must be balanced by the First Amendment interest of news gathering and information dissemination. She ruled in favor of two sets of plaintiffs, one of which regularly live-streamed video of police officers performing their duties, and the other James O'Keefe, whose Project Veritas specializes in catching public policy figures saying embarrassing things, usually with hidden cameras.
We've had him on.
I don't recall that.
O'Keefe? I thought we had him on.
Maybe you had him on your podcast? I've never interviewed that guy.
Okay.
Quote, the impact of this win will ripple throughout the nation, said O'Keefe. It will set historic precedent and keep citizen journalism alive in all 50 states.
This is Veritas. I'm sorry. I got him confused with somebody else. Yeah.
State Attorney General's office did not respond to the comment or request for comment. Massachusetts law in 1968 was enacted a general ban on taping wire and oral communications, with the legislature saying it was concerned the proliferation of modern electronic surveillance devices was a danger to citizens' privacy. So, once again, a law was passed with good intentions. The idea behind the wiretapping laws originally was, Aria, if you are on a phone call, you know, back in the day when you only had a phone line that you could use, you're on a phone line with Mark, you think you're having a private conversation with one another, and I'm out listening at your junction box, right? Like I've tapped in or somehow have tapped into that conversation. You don't know that I'm there. Neither of you knows that I'm there listening. That's the classic example of wiretapping to say that somebody said, hey, that ought to be illegal.
Yeah, even if you're the government.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, of course, there's exemptions carved out for governments in these wiretapping
okay.
laws. But
the government, it uses these laws for themselves.
They sure do.
So if I call a government agent, I'm recording the call, and every time I say this call is being recorded, they hang up on me, so I don't say that, and then I get the audio, then I've broken the law.
It's crazy, these wiretapping laws, and luckily most states aren't like Massachusetts and New Hampshire in these ways. Most states and the federal laws, as I understand it, are what they call one-party consent, meaning, Aria, if you are on the phone with Mark and you're secretly recording the conversation, in most places, that's legal.
Yeah. It was legal in Mississippi.
Yeah. In Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and I believe Illinois, and there may be another, don't quote me on this, I'm not an attorney, check your own local laws. But in these states, both parties must know of the recording. All parties, effectively, to a conversation. If there was a third party, then the third party would also need to know. So they all have to agree. So what this judge is saying is there's a carve-out, and it's for government officials doing their public duties. So this is great news. Now, this is just a federal court. It's not Supreme Court, so it only probably affects whatever district Massachusetts is in, would be my guess. I suspect New Hampshire's in that district, but honestly, I don't pay attention to states are in or what districts. So that's a little bit of good news. We'll keep our eyes on the story. If you hear anything else before we do, let us know by calling in and joining us here on Free Talk Live. Join us online, freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.